Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All awake and wonderful weather out here. Reminds me of Seattle, home. Well, we're going to keep our reports relatively short because we have so much to cover. So I'll start, and then Vic, and then Peter, and then Aaron. And we've talked about what we wanted to present to you, and I'm going to let the operations managers cover some of the details of the state of the church and the work in their areas. What I would like to do to give you my perspective on the state of the church and the work is to give you, Leanne and I, our personal perspective on our greatest assets in the church, and that is God's people. You're probably aware that we visited four areas in Europe for the feast in the month of October. I'd like to share with you what we came back with, on-the-ground reports of the spirit and the attitude of why I'm so optimistic about the future of United. We've been through a trial, but trials refine us and strengthen us and prepare us for the future. So I wanted to give you an overview of what Leanne and I experienced with the brethren, with the elders and the leaders in these areas that we visited in Europe. And then also, after we returned in October, in the month of November, we visited three different church areas in the U.S. Two of them were the 50th anniversary celebrations of those congregations, where we interacted with hundreds of brethren and all of the elders, deacons, and leaders in those areas. And then I will end my report giving you an update on something we've never had in the Church of God before that I'm aware of, and that is we launched the Connections Forum for Elders' Wives, and there's a great deal of enthusiasm about that. I'll give you the number of ladies involved, how they're communicating. Leanne can make any personal comments if she would like to at that point. But let's go back to October. Leanne and I began in England for the Day of Atonement and the first Holy Day and spent time with John and Jan Schrader, Frank and Dottie Jarvis, Gerhard and Diane Marks. The Finneys and others were traveling to other feast sites, so we were not able to overlap with them. But the brethren in England, the enthusiasm there, in every area that we went to, you know, our purpose was to encourage them and to thank them for their loyalty to God, their faith in God, and their support of the United Church of God. That's why we wanted to go, to pass that on to them from all of us, the office and the council. And in every case, going there, you could just sense and feel the Spirit of God among these faithful pastors and elders and brethren. It was exciting. It was uplifting. It was rewarding. And so we had a wonderful visit with the brethren in England. There were over 90 who attended the feast there. And it was just an amazing beginning to God's Feast of Tabernacles. So we came away encouraged by what we see as a new beginning in England as well, because of so many cell phones that ring. So, and you can delete that out, Rudy, that part. But from England, we moved on to Germany and had a wonderful visit there with Paul and Monica Kiefer. Leanne and I have known Paul since he was a student when he came to Ambassador College, and I was working and serving at that time in Pasadena. We've had a long-time relationship with them, as many of you have, and it was extremely positive. Paul met us at the airport. We talked for hours. We had dinner together, and it was, as you all know, the real effectiveness of United is going to be God's Spirit working in all of us, but it's really all about relationships. As we build trust, as we grow in our love for one another, and as we build trust toward each other and with each other, that strengthens the church and the work. And that's what was accomplished by our visit to Germany. I've talked with Paul on the phone a number of times. But this is the first time he and I had sat down, and the four of us, Leanne and I with Paul and Monica, and just spent hours talking about everything. It was extremely enjoyable and extremely profitable. And Paul recommended that we meet with their national council, the German National Council, which we did separately and privately, and just had a wonderful time with them. And I just came away feeling very positive, and I think they did too, of our relationship and working together in United. So that was extremely profitable. The feast there was very, very uplifting and very worthwhile. We moved on from Germany to France, which you all know has been hit very hard by our recent trial. We have 12 members left with the United Church of God in France. Now, other countries that speak French, we have other members in other areas of the world. In France, we have 12. Mr. Bernard Adouan, the elder, longtime elder there, who's very faithful, who is the chairman or president of their national council, reconnected with him. And I will say that sitting down with their national council, and again, they wanted to meet with me as president and discuss a lot of things about what went on in the church and the trial, which we did for hours. And they came away much more understanding the background of what had happened and what was going on in the church. And I was very impressed upon meeting each one of our members in France and those who are on the National Council. They're very mature. I'd say with the ones that are with United, I'm not saying others aren't, but these people I met are very mature, many years in the church, professional people, completely dedicated. It's a new beginning for the church and the work in France. The National Council during the feast, the French National Council, during the Feast of Tabernacles, selected Tim Pebworth to be their new president of their National Council. Mr. Adouan will be 80 years old. He'll remain active and involved, but doesn't want to carry the full responsibility of helping to move the work in France and the French-speaking areas forward. And they chose Tim Pebworth, even though he's an elder in the U.S. He's married to Bernard Adouan's daughter, of course, Maurice. And Tim, at this feast, I heard him for the first time do translating English to French, etc., speaking in French. So he's becoming very fluent. And so the strong connection between America and France through the Adouan family and the Pebworths, it was really enthusiastic, and there's a lot of enthusiasm. Tim, as you know, is a real professional, travels around the world for his company. He's international, has a lot of ideas, a lot of things are happening. At this feast, they had the new French songbook for the Feast of Tabernacles. I mean, I've got all kinds of things happening fast, booklets. So it's going to really move forward, I predict, because of the new leadership in France. A lot of ideas. And Tim would like to come in with Maurice at some point and meet with us here at the home office to look at the future of the French work and his role and the role of others in the future in that area. After the feast, we finished the last great day in France, and since we were right there, went on to Italy to spend some time with Carmelo Anastasi. Leanne and I were the first ones to visit Italy and the Brethren there in 1995 when they were starting to make the decision of where to go when Worldwide was doing what it was doing. So we met with them in 1995, and we've had a wonderful, close relationship ever since. The Italian Brethren are wonderful. We had about 30 brethren who stayed after the feast for the Sabbath, right after the feast, and it went extremely well. I was very impressed with the organization and management of the office, which is way up north in Italy, very well organized. And I won't go into a lot of details now, but a lot of things happening in Italy as well. And Carmelo knows he has our love and support in every way, and we also have theirs. So it was just a strengthening of our relationships and improvement of our communication. And so very quickly, moving on to give you an update, moving on to November, this last month in November, Leanne and I visited about four different areas. What prompted this was 50th anniversary celebrations of some of our churches. In Phoenix, 50th anniversary there. Leanne and I pastored there in the 70s. And then we went on to San Francisco, Oakland Bay Area for the 50th anniversary there the following Sabbath. And Leanne and I pastored there in the 1960s. So years are rolling by. We had a wonderful visit in Phoenix with Randy and Kay Scriber, John and Mary Elliott. Of course, John is here. We met with all of the elders, deacons, and wives. And boy, there must have been about 50 of them there and that whole area afterward. And what I do is say, I'd like to hear from all of you. I'm not here, I'm here to encourage you and support you, but I'm also here to hear from you. What would you, how are you feeling about United? It fit right in with the survey that Robin Weber reviewed for us. And I would ask them in all of the areas where we met, please give me your feedback on how you're feeling about United, what you would like to see us improve in, and how to grow. So we had quite a long, they finally had to chase us out of the hall. We would have been there for hours, which we were. So these were very profitable meetings. I think you all know when you're with positive people and God's people, like dedicated ministers and elders, wives, and the brethren, there is a synergy, you know, like we're experiencing now in the council and the administration. There is a synergy, an energy that is increased over that just what you as an individual may have. It's multiplied or magnified when you're together, and it was extremely positive and upbeat. So we went from Phoenix. We stopped into Sacramento to visit Joe and Jackie Horchak on our way to the Bay Area and had a visit with them, a wonderful, positive visit. Ended up in the San Francisco Bay Area staying with Jim and Joan Tuck, celebrated the 50th celebration there of the start of those congregations. Met with hundreds of brethren we've known over the years, had a meeting with all the elders, deacons, and wives on Sunday as well. So we were extremely busy, but it was an incredible trip, just an incredible trip. And then last of all, we ended up in Seattle, Washington, and you might all guess why we end up there when we get a chance. So that's home, yeah. That's home. That's where our kids are, two children, our five grandchildren, and our two and a half great-grandchildren coming along up there. We had a wonderful visit there. So I'm very upbeat, you know, when we are out visiting. I know some areas have been hit harder than others in their losses. But even in those areas, what we find and hear is that people are excited about the potential that United now has to become what we all hoped and wanted it to be from the beginning. So it is exciting. I'd like to close, before turning it over to Vic, to read to you just a very brief report on the final item, and that is something the elders' wives, many of them at least, we realize that this new forum that was launched. Let me just read what Leanne and Lisa Fenchel put together. I asked them to put together a brief report so I could update you. The Connections Forum for Elders' Wives was launched on November the 7th. Initially, 132 ladies requested to be enrolled from eight different countries: Australia, Canada, Germany, Nigeria, Philippines, United Kingdom, United States, and Zambia. Now it's up to 150 ladies participating in the new forum. Of those, 60 have posted messages. Of course, some participate more regularly than others, just like the men's elders forum. Some just lurk, or what is that the right word? Not lurk. Is that lurking? You know, they read them and they keep up with it. But
you can be in the church and lurk.
You can be in the church and lurk. Okay, but that's kind of me. I guess I'm a lurker. I've never been on it, but I do read the elders forum posts and all. But there have been within this first month over 320 posts from the elders' wives. The subjects began with just general greetings and excitement about elders' wives being able to all communicate with one another at the same time. And it quickly moved to more in-depth discussions about subjects such as Sabbath celebration, how to better keep the Sabbath and our traditions, about prayer, about organizing ladies' groups, about effective child rearing and family life, sharing their ideas and thoughts, mentoring each other, and planning effective church socials. One of the longest and most effective in-depth threads has been on dealing with grief, how to more effectively support people in the congregations experiencing grief of various types, such as sickness, the death of a mate, a child, a suicide, a miscarriage, the untimely death of a parent. That has been very helpful, with a lot of the elders' wives sharing from their heart thoughts, feelings, ideas, books. It's been very encouraging. Many comments have been made about the benefit of feeling more connected, even though the ladies are scattered all over the world. It has been especially helpful for some of the new higher wives. So I did lurk a little bit in one time and read all the comments. We men are not supposed to get on there and comment. That's not for us. But I did read the comments, and there was tremendous enthusiasm. We realize this is not for every elder's wife. Just like the elders' forum for men is not for every elder. It's for those who are interested in it and profit from it. So, Leanne, I don't know, do you have any further thoughts or comments or maybe any questions? Yeah, but it certainly does seem to be just a lot of it. Robin?
Yeah, question. It's very much like we had before with elders forum years ago, more of an open, right-on kind of situation. And Leanne is the moderator.
Mm-hmm. Leanne and Lisa are the moderators, yes. And there are guidelines that everybody has accepted and agreed to. So, and it's going very well. Leanne?
I don't know if you gentlemen also realize we did convert a small former storage area upstairs to a women's services office. So you're welcome to stop by and see that. It's still in the process of being set up, but it's up there right across from Diane Bailey's area.
Do we get a cup of tea?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's got the teapot in there. So, got the teapot.
And Starbucks brought in FedEx from Seattle.
But anyway, it's something, you know, men, I don't have to tell you. You all know, I stop to think, where would I be without my wife? Her love, her help, her support. And I think for each of you as well, our wives are very, very important. And I think they're encouraged by this means to be able to encourage and support one another and how they can better help us. So just wanted to give you that. So I feel extremely positive, Leanne and I do, about the future of United because of our greatest assets, God's people. John.
I would just like to mention that you have served during very difficult times as our president. You've made a very challenging trip to the feast and a trip back, and this has come at the expense of you coming down with the shingles. And I would just like to add to those prayers that we're praying about our president, Denny Luker, that God would also continue to heal him of that very difficult challenge.
Yeah, I think I didn't get enough rest after the that long trip in Europe. We were just back 2 weeks, and the 50th anniversaries were already planned. So I didn't get to rest up enough. And then going on that trip, I think it just wore me down, and I came down with shingles, which I'm still recovering from. So thank you, John. Appreciate that. Okay, Vic, I'll turn it over to you.